Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back in on 96.5 The Fan. I don't know about you guys, but I say this all the time. Today actually kind of went fast. It's a very doom and gloomy weather report outside. It looks bad.
I'm actually good with the weather today.
Because it's your nap day?
No, because I need it for my lawn.
Oh.
And we're in a drought still here in Kansas City, so we need to get through that.
Still can't believe I fumbled the bag today. Moose and Haas, I sincerely apologize to you and the city of Kansas City for failing you once again.
Call Hosmer and get him on the show and go, hey, dude, we forgot about you.
He'd be like, well, I was a fan of the show. But we did ask the question on the other side. What's a lyric and a song that is your favorite of all time? It is no doubt for me. This is my favorite line of any song of all time. John Mayer, Last Train Home.
I'm not a fallen angel, I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time.
National City Hawkins Day, ladies, come shoot your shot.
There you go, that's good.
I'm not a fallen angel, yeah. I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. That guy is a damn sex symbol. He gets the butterflies going in my stomach. One more time.
I'm not a fallen angel, I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time.
That is one of the greatest albums I've ever had or listened to in my entire life. Sob Rock, John Mayer.
Is that a deep cut by John Mayer?
Last Train Home?
Yeah.
No, that was probably the featured song off that album.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Your Body is a Wonderland, Heartbreak Warfare, you know, stuff like that. But it's a banger.
That's a good one. Mac, what do you got?
A little bit different of a vibe from Dusty.
Cut my life into pieces.
Mine's going to be a different vibe from all y'all.
Yeah, yours is. I love your vibe. Mine is, I can't say the whole thing, but this is Rage Against the Machine. F you, I won't do what you tell me. That'd be mine.
Gorilla Radio.
Okay.
That'd be mine. Let's go.
I had that.
All right. Mine comes from a Broadway musical called Avenue Q, and here it is. I will play it for you. There's certain ones I'd like to play, but I can't. Here we go.
Is it French Toast?
Is only for now.
Everything in life is only for now. And
Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
I find myself saying that a lot to the kids, to my wife, to myself, to my sister, to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in life is only for now. So keep that in mind because, you know, as we talked about earlier in the show, I want to bring back up, you know, what we talked about to kind of start the show this morning about my friend at Smokehouse Barbecue. But like you're going through some stuff, just think that to yourself. Everything in life is only for now. And it's true. It really is. I mean, have you seen Avenue Q, Mac?
I've listened to the soundtrack.
Okay.
I've not gotten to see it.
It's a fun Broadway show.
Oh,
I know you're a musical guy like I am, so that's why I bring it up. I don't know that Dusty, are you a musical guy?
I try to be, but I don't want to sound snobbish.
Okay.
Because I got the Rage Against the Machine wrong. It's not Gorilla Radio. I thought it was Gorilla Radio. Somebody says that song's Freedom. Yeah, it is. Lights Out.
Oh, you're talking about the song title?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
I can't say the music guy.
No, it's right. I get the song.
So musicals I love. I love Broadway. I love the theater. And so Avenue Q, I think I've seen it 3 times. Mm-hmm. And it's just a fun, fun show, but it's about life and, you know, mm-hmm. getting out of college and trying to work your way through the world. And, you know, it ends in a happy ending and everything in life is only for now. And it's a great way to kind of end the show, but it's also a great way and a great thing to kind of think about all the time, too, mm-hmm. when you're going through S or whatever. It doesn't mm-hmm. seem like anything's going to be working in your direction. Hey, man, everything in life is only for now, including your hair is one of the lines that they say as well. So just keep that in mind. I know people are going through some stuff, but hey, it's only for now, man. It's just only for now.
This song continues to haunt me. But my buddy on Facebook, David, says mine is from Madonna's Like a Prayer.
Great song.
It's like a dream, no end and no beginning.
Yeah.
But we know what that song's like. When you call my name.
Someone says their favorite lyric of a song is my neck, my back. I'll stop there. from the 816, the Wallflowers, One Headlight. I haven't changed, but I know I'm not the same. That's deep.
That's good. I like the deep ones, man.
Lil Wayne, I move in silence like G's in lasagna. That's tight.
That's sick.
That's tight.
Lil Wayne's great.
That's a good one. Let's see here. We got
this
some
is
more.
A good one from the 816. Yeah. She got a big booty, so I call her Big Booty. 2 Chainz.
Yeah, 2 Chainz is wild, man.
What about Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Poetic.
Yeah, it's really
truly
good, right?
Truly.
Yeah. Somebody says, Sublime, I'm too drunk to light the bong. Been there. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him
good
die.
Good song. Yeah.
Yep.
I hear a train a coming.
Yeah, Willie Nelson was good back in the day. Mm. Johnny Money, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Great song.
No more.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. You're moving your head. You know you are.
What, the Night at the Roxbury?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Another one from the 816. Ludacris, move B, get out the way.
Move B, get out the way.
And pretty good.
Somebody says, Piano Man, Billy Joel, just pick a line.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Do you believe in love after love from Cher?
Do you believe in life after love after love?
Somebody says it's cheating. It's not. But the chorus to long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Oh my God. I've been singing that song and my wife gets so mad.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Neck
ice cold beer never broke my heart. If you have my wife's cell phone number, text her that video now.
The world is a vampire.
The world is a vampire.
Stay positive and love your life. Jupiter by 311. Great band.
311 was great.
I think I've seen them 4 times.
Rock and Ron, the Stone bus driver at KU, used to play that all the time. He thought it was 1965 every day.
This is great. From Riff Raff. Jerome Bettis, Versace Lettuce. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. That's great. The Texas mudslide, man. Please tell me why my car is in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on.
That's a great one. Yeah.
Fishing in the Dark, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Deep Pull. Great song. Way Down Yonder on the Chattahoochee, It Gets Hotter Than a Hoochie Coochie.
That's a good one, too. That's a fun song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said lines, like there was like certain songs I was looking at and considering, and it's like it's more than just one line. It's more than just one line.
From Tom Petty, you can back me up against the gates of hell, and I won't back down.
That's a good one,
too. That always reminds me of Mike Sweeney, because he was always the first baseman. They play that song before games, and he would always throw the, you know, the pregame
rounders.
It's weird
how music creates memories, right? I was talking to somebody, I started from Ben Maller about that this morning, about music and bump music and how important it is for a show and how it, like, gets the senses going, and you say a song, and it reminds you of something, whether good or bad, or, you know.
I do have one from the Eagles. Some Dance to Remember, Some Dance to Forget.
That is a good one. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then there's the Led Zeppelin. What's he say? The soul of the woman was created from below or something like that. It's a Led Zeppelin song. I didn't totally mess that up, but it's something like that. But yeah, I forget about that Hotel California line. Some Dance to Remember, Some Dance to Forget. What a song. Yeah. You got to fight for your right to party.
I wondered finally. Took long enough.
The one that got me when I was a kid
what
was
about 1738.
That's a good one.
Great.
The one that got me as a kid was Everything Has Fallen to Pieces, Earth Is Dying, Help Me Jesus, Anthem Part 2, Blink 182. Laws that rule the school and workplace, laws that caution, 16's unsafe.
kids can't vote, adults elect them. That song changed my life. That whole album changed my life, actually. But
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.